Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. If you struggle to learn things, then there's a really simple framework I want to share with you today in this episode, because this specific framework from Richard Feynman, so it has been a game changer for me, and I use it with my clients, I use it for myself, and it's the reason why you're able to, if I follow it, I'm able to actually compound success. So let's just break this down really easily. It's a really simple three-step learning technique, because many people struggle to learn stuff. So the step one is choose and study a concept. So for me, let's take a new piece of software like Go High Level, which is something that I am using right now for my business, and it's something that I recommend mortgage brokers use. You see it being used a lot by many business owners, but mortgage brokers are now really starting to adopt it. Now, the idea of choosing a topic, let's say it is like Go High Level, I want to choose it and I want to study that concept as much as possible. So I pick one thing. This is step one, pick one thing and double down on that and learn about it. So for me, in this instance, it would be go and watch as many YouTube videos as I can, go and find any webinars, go and play around with the software and learn how to use it, break it in that way, weirdly. And I've done that many times, used it and broke it and done the wrong thing and ended up having to fix it. All of this stuff is step one. It's the learning and it's studying the concept. You're never going to learn something if you don't actually actively go out and study it, okay? And this is what Richard Feynman uses in his technique, because then once you've learned the concept and you've studied it, you move to step two. Now, step two is what he says is teach it to a child. Now, I would reframe this. I would say teach it to a beginner, okay? So I teach, what I do is I then bring the stuff I learn, let's say Go High Level in this example, but it can be anything. I will then usually take it to my clients who in any concept of anything new I'm bringing to them, they are a beginner. And then this means that what I find when I go and teach it to them is that you are able to impart knowledge onto them that you've just recently learned. Now, have you ever noticed this? I always used to find this when I was working in like a state agency. But when someone new would start and you had to train them, you would realize just how much you learned. And this is the whole concept of this, is that once you actually have to start to impart the knowledge you've learned onto other people, one, it kind of reinforces their learning and makes you progress significantly faster. Two, it also is a confidence boosting exercise, because it allows you to say, actually, I'm actually really good at this. I'm actually quite good. I know what I'm doing. And teaching it to and what he refers to in his technique as a child, but I would say teach it to a beginner is a big one. What you then do is in step three, which is the next part of it, you return to learning, okay? So what he put here is you return to learning, you fill in the knowledge gaps, and you simplify further. So let's talk about return to learning. What you then do is once you've taught it to somebody, you come back to that initial concept of learning about that subject. So I go back to Go High Level, I start to study it again, now having a different view and a different kind of idea, because I've not only learned it myself, I've now taught it to somebody else. I return to the learning and I fill in any of the gaps that potentially would have been a problem. Now, this is why I said at the beginning, I've broke it a few times, is that's what happens. You'll do something and you go, actually, it didn't really work. This happens to me all the time. There's things where if a client leaves, for example, with a one-to-one coaching and they go, that's a huge, great thing of filling in the gap of, okay, I did that thing wrong. Where could I have maybe done something different? These are the gaps. So I fill in those knowledge gaps. I fill in the gaps where I wasn't sure about how that would work. And then the bit I love more than anything else at the end of this is you simplify further. So anyone who knows me knows my kind of motto is simplify success. And that is because everything can be streamlined and systemized and processed into a very easy to follow. And yet we often overcomplicate these because we want to sound professional. We want to sound like intelligent is probably the biggest one. And actually, the whole goal should be to simplify things to its root number. If you think about maths, I'm rubbish at maths, but you're trying to like find the root number of this thing. You're effectively trying to go, what is the easiest way to do this thing? What is the easiest way to execute on the thing I do. Now, anyone who knows me knows I'm a big advocate of hard work. I'm a big advocate of not trying to take the easy route. But what I'm talking about here, which isn't contradicting, is that I'm talking about doing the hard work to be able to boil it down to find the simplest route so you can effectively replicate success and become much more efficient at delivering high quality results in your business, in your life, within, as a mortgage advisor and mortgage broker, within that concept of being able to simplify and increase your impact and income while still being able to be with your family. All of these things can be done, but you have to follow these simple steps. So what is that? Just to recap, number one, choose and study one concept. If it's going to be Instagram, for example, as a mortgage broker, that's it. You're going to do double down on Instagram. Then once you've learned it, go and teach it to somebody who doesn't know what they're doing. Go and teach it to a member of staff. Go and teach it to your children if you can, or your partner. Teach them about it, show them what you learn. And then from there, return back and start to fill in the gaps with the bits that you were like, I wasn't sure about that. They didn't really know. You fill in those knowledge gaps and you simplify the process further. Rinse and repeat this over and over again, and you will have a strategy and you will have a system that is very easy to follow. And I can tell you right now, if you do this, you'll probably be in the top 1% of people within business, within your industry, and well, within financial services, because by doing this, you are putting in work and time to learn something that many people won't. Because most people will jump in at step one, look at it, start to read it, feel overwhelmed, and run away. So that is a very simple technique. Thank you very much, Richard Feynman, for making that. He's a Nobel Prize winning physicist. So he's a smart guy, and this is how he would use it in his concept. So take it away, give it a go.